Outside in rainforests, there's tons of random objects like this rock, which when you flip them, you'll find life you would have never known existed. This first one just had a bunch of random insects, but in this video, I'll be flipping 100 different rocks in the Puerto Rican rainforest to find all sorts of weird lizards, venomous spiders, and even crazy snakes you've never seen before.
However, right now, I'm still pretty close to a city, but as I travel deeper and deeper into the rainforest, the animals get cooler and cooler. And maybe at the end, we'll even be able to find extremely rare ones.
And so I made my way over to object number two, and literally right under the piece of wood was this insane alien looking creature. They're called tailless whip scorpions, and I've actually made entire videos about keeping these guys as pets. It's crazy we already found something this weird and rare, and so I continued exploring. Eventually, I came across object number three, which underneath had this weird looking white worm thing. But in fact, this is not a worm at all. It's a baby beetle. Basically, over time, these little larvae will start to mutate and eventually will break out of their shell and become a beetle. And this one is absolutely massive, so it's probably gonna turn into some giant mutant rainforest beetle with a massive horn. Hopefully we'll find one of those later, but anyways, I went and flipped rock four, which had nothing underneath. From now on, I'm not gonna show anything with nothing, so it'll just be constant cool rainforest animals. And that's exactly what I found with rock number seven, because underneath was this weird white thing in a hole. But after moving around the dirt a bit, I realized this was actually a wolf spider's home. And that massive white thing, well, that's its egg sac, and soon it'll hatch into hundreds of mini spiders. You can see the spider mom was super defensive and did not leave the egg sac at all. So I put her home back and kept exploring. Soon after, I came across the next object, which when I tried to flip it, well, it kind of broke apart in my hands. And this happened because if you take a closer look on here, there's tons of these little white bugs crawling all over it. These are termites, which you probably already know eat wood like this. They'll literally just set up their entire colonies inside of these dead logs and just eat them from the inside out. Now, under object number 10, I found the coolest thing so far.
Oh shoot, what is that?
You see, on the bottom side of the log, I saw this little tail thing poking out from under the bark. At first, I thought it was some sort of worm, but if you look closely, you can see it has a bunch of tiny little scales on it, so it can't be a worm. So there was only one thing to do, get out the backpack. You see, in the backpack, I've packed tons of items to be able to interact with the wildlife out here. And the first item we're taking out is these tweezers. Using the tweezers, I started to peel back some of the bark on the log until I eventually revealed the animal. It really looked so much like a worm, but you can tell by how it was slithering around that it was actually a snake. These are called Brahmini blind snakes, and they're the smallest species in the whole world. Basically, this species spends their whole life underground just like worms do. And a fun fact about them is they're all female. Basically, they have the ability to clone their genes into an egg, and that's how more snakes are born. So if you ever see one of these in the wild, just know it has the same exact genes as this one does. It's pretty crazy. Now, by this point, I reached my first little water section of the trail, which was absolutely beautiful.
Well, dang, I don't really know if you can hear me, but this is a pretty nice area, as you can see. But basically, I just want to see if I can see something under the water with the GoPro.
Now, obviously, GoPros are waterproof, which lets me do this. And at first, it was kind of just a cloudy mess, but then this fish came out of nowhere. Knowing that there was at least one fish down here, I put the camera back under and figured out that there was a whole school of them. However, since the water was so cloudy, I couldn't really tell the species, so I walked down alongside the river for a little bit until it got a bit clearer, and then I stuck my GoPro underneath again. This time, there was even more of those same fish, and now I could clearly see that these were mountain mullets, which are a species native to these Puerto Rican rainforests. You see, this species is really cool because they actually are born in oceans. And once they're born, they swim up the rivers into Puerto Rico to get to these remote rainforest streams. Then, when it's time to lay eggs, they swim back to the ocean and repeat the process. It's very cool. Also, by the way, right next to these fish were a ton of these little aquatic snails, which are super important for the environment because they eat up all the algae. Anyways, a bit later, I came across this rock with a little lizard sitting on top. When I got close, it of course ran away, but I figured this was a good omen, so I flipped it, and underneath, there was nothing. But since that lizard was sitting on top of the rock, I figured that underneath of it could actually be its home. So I had an idea, and I got out the backpack, and inside, I took out this little container of super worms. Then I basically put a bunch of them onto my hand, and just put them under the rock in case the lizard wanted to eat some of them. Now, I was just gonna leave them and walk away, but then I noticed that that same exact lizard that was sitting on top of the rock had actually already ran over and ate one of the worms. And yeah, he was enjoying it a ton. You're welcome, buddy. There's more where that came from. And speaking of lizards eating stuff, nearby I also went and flipped this rock that had nothing underneath, but out of the corner of my eye, I noticed another other lizard. And this guy instantly went on the run and started parkouring across the rocks to get away from me. But eventually, I did get a closer look and realized this was a green anole lizard, and it looked like there was something actually massive in its mouth. And the thing sticking out of its mouth kind of looked like the belly of another lizard, which would make sense because these green anole lizards are cannibalistic killers. And when they're hungry, they'll just straight up eat their friends. Yeah, talk about fake friends, am I right? Anyways, a bit later, I flipped this rock here, and underneath, I found my first ant colony. You see, ant colonies are a bit rarer in rainforests like this, which is why I didn't see any up to this point, so it was a kind of cool find. And then the rock I flipped right after also had another ant colony of the same exact species. Now, I'm pretty sure this species is called big-headed ants, which I can tell because as you can see, some of the workers have massive heads that are like 3 times the size of normal workers. This happens because at birth, the normal worker ants find the biggest and strongest pupa and spray a special pheromone on them. Then as the pupa grow older and older, they just grow up with massive heads and help move around some of the larger stuff that the small workers can't. In this case, the big-headed workers were helping move the eggs back underground since I moved their rock. Sorry guys, let me put that back. Now by this point, I was starting to get deeper into the rainforest, so we should start to expect the animals to get cooler and cooler. And that was actually shown because the very next thing I flipped had a proper snake behind it. But as you can see, it was a little bit camera shy because it instantly slithered into the bushes before I could get a good look. So I got out the backpack and inside I packed this snake hook. Basically, people use these snake hooks to pick up deadly venomous snakes so they don't get bit. And obviously I didn't want to get bit. So using the hook, I started to dig around in the grass it slithered into and tried to look for it. But unfortunately, the hook just ended up breaking.
Bruh, it broke. Oh my gosh.
But this was still a good sign for cool rare animals. And trust me, we'll be finding more snakes very soon. Now the next rock I flipped had this weird little fuzzy worm under it. Now even after searching online, I couldn't really figure out what this is. I thought it could be like a moth cocoon, but I'm pretty sure those only grow on trees, so comment if you know what this is. But behind that crawled out this little bug, which oh, I have experience with these guys a lot. These are called isopods, and they're sometimes called roly-polies because they roll up into a ball when threatened. But I love these guys because I always put them in the terrariums I build at home because they eat all the dead matter and keep everything clean. So yeah, thanks for existing guys, you're awesome. I kept on venturing through the rainforest and eventually came across this fence with a few bricks laid on the floor under it. It looked like the perfect spot for animals to be hiding under, and I was right, because under that first brick was this massive beetle. And after getting a closer look, I could tell this was some sort of rhinoceros beetle, which are called rhinoceros beetles because the males grow these massive horns on their head, which they use to fight each other with. But this is a female, which is why it doesn't have a horn. In fact, if you remember that massive beetle larva from earlier, I think that actually turns into one of these. So yeah, that's pretty cool that we got to find one of these. Under the next brick was this little centipede bug, and under the third brick was this little slug. I'm not sure what species this is, but I left my phone pointing at it for a couple minutes and got this cool time-lapse footage of it slugging around. Now, as I kept on venturing, I found a cool bug under this rock. At first, I know you can't really see anything, but if I zoom in and highlight this spot here, there's actually a cave cricket right here, which is just super camouflaged. But these guys are cool because they basically have the ability to teleport when they sense danger. Yeah, they really just move so fast that it looks like teleportation. That's pretty crazy. But this next rock I flipped had something I've never seen before. Of course, right there, you can tell that there was a little worm under the dirt, but above and to the left of it was this weird little white thing. I thought at first it could be like a termite or something, but after getting a closer look, I realized it resembled the shape of a worm egg sac. For some reason, I just never thought that worms came out of eggs. But yeah, apparently this is what it looks like when they're born. They just gotta rip their way out of an egg. Bang, that's cool. Now, by this point on the trail, I had gotten to this little section of paved road, and while I was walking on it, I ended up coming across this.
Oh, shoot. Wait, look at this. Oh, shoot. It's a snake. Look at that.
But if you're wondering why it's not moving and blurred, well, that's because it was actually run over by a car here. Unfortunately, accidents like this are bound to happen on roads, but this is still a good sign for finding more cool animals like this. And thankfully, that's exactly what I found as I made it back to the trail. You see, the first rock I flipped, I saw a little burrow underneath, but I didn't even realize that there was something sitting on the rock I was grabbing.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I did not see that.
Hold on. There's a hairy spider camouflaged on this rock right now.
This is actually a Puerto Rican tarantula, and they're extremely rare to just find out in the open in the day like this. Yeah, they usually spend their entire days underground in some sort of burrow. For this tarantula, I had to get out the backpack, and from inside, I once again pulled out this container of superworms. Then, using some tweezers, I basically just started to wave around the worms in front of the tarantula's face to see if he'd eat them. And yeah, it didn't really seem like he was liking it too much, because he got really defensive and ran into his burrow. He even started to run towards me. Since these guys are venomous, I did not want to make him any more angry, and I put his home back on top.
Sorry, buddy. I'll leave you alone now.
Anyways, I kept flipping random objects as I continued down the trail and wasn't finding many animals for a while. But I did find some pretty random stuff, like just a whole fruit under this leaf, which was like kind of mushy and moldy, so I didn't try and eat it. And also, while walking, I found this weird bone thing on the side of the trail. I'm not 100% sure what this bone belongs to, but I do know Puerto Rico used to have some like wild pigs running around back in the day, which I guess this would make sense if this was a pig bone, but let me know in the comments if you're a bone expert. I'm not really. Now, under Object 92, there was this little millipede, but also right next to it was this weird black bug I've never seen before. But I figured out it's called a rove beetle, and what makes them so cool are these spikes on their back. You see, when they dig under the dirt a bit, they poke out those spikes on their back to mimic little claws or pinchers poking out of the dirt, which will scare away predators. Also, apparently, they have wings they can just unfold like a robot and let them fly away. I have no idea how nature evolved to do this. Now, by this point, I was starting to get worried because it was starting to get late, and I knew there were still bigger tarantulas and scorpions to be found out here. And yeah, the next few rocks I flipped also had nothing, but that was until object number 96 when I found this. It was another tarantula, and this one is actually a Puerto Rican pink-toed tarantula, which is a slightly different species.
Okay, now this is cool. It's bigger than that first tarantula we just found. And since this guy's a bit bigger, I think I actually have something in the backpack for it.
From inside, I pulled out this stick, which actually lets me attach my GoPro camera to it. Basically, I want to use this stick to get the GoPro super close to the tarantula without having to worry about getting bit. And that's exactly what I did, because I went and gently nudged the leg of the tarantula with the GoPro, and it actually woke up. Then I bumped it again, and this time it ran around to the other side of the log. Finally, I just waved it around a bit more in front of him, and he wasn't really doing anything. To be honest, I don't really know what I expected. And now, as you can see, I was getting pretty near the end of the trail, and underneath some of the final objects, I was finding no new animals. And eventually, it got time to flip object 100, so I looked around for the best thing to flip. And while I was exploring, I actually came across this dirt area with this metal piece of trash in the middle. Of course, I looked inside of it to see if there was anything, and I didn't see anything at first, but for some reason, I decided to turn on my phone flashlight to double check. And that's when I found this. It's a scorpion. And not only was there that, because when I moved the trash to get a better angle at the scorpion, I found a second scorpion also on the walls of this trash. These are Puerto Rican bark scorpions, and they've actually got pretty painful stings.
Bro, this is so insane. This whole time I've been trying to find scorpions, and literally on object 100, this is where the scorpions are. Well, hey, I'm not complaining because I've packed something in the backpack specifically for if I found these guys, and it's a flashlight. Now, you may already know this, but if you turn on the flashlight and go through the modes or something, eventually it'll turn blue or purple, as you can see. And now if we go and shine this inside of here, look at that. Scorpions are able to glow in the dark. And that's how you know these are real scorpions, everybody.
If you saw my last video about rock flipping, you know this is the same exact way it ended. Because I had found scorpions on one of the last objects and made them glow in the dark. Which, it's kind of poetic in a way that it ended the same way.
Well, hey, I guess that's rock 100. We're done. But to celebrate, I actually have one last thing, baby. You see, in this backpack, I've packed the new Terra Green merch. Check this out. As of today, you can now get this cool new design with so much cool stuff. It's basically got the animals from all my videos. So a two-headed snake, a turtle, Pac-Man frogs, archer fish, piranhas, axolotl, real dragon, chameleon, you name it. We literally got everything, even scorpions. And with it, we're even dropping a completely new sticker pack collection. So seriously, if you just want to show everyone you know you're a part of this community, you can buy this shirt and it would mean a lot because that would support the channel, of course.
Oh guys, that was 100 rock flips in a rainforest. Hope you liked it.
Make sure to subscribe if you're not, because if you do subscribe, then YouTube will recommend you more videos like this. So, good. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.